I know I shouldn't tell anyone how to live their lives, but as an official Academy mage, I found myself unable to not comment on the frivolous use of magic. Excuse you. Making my tent more spacious and comfortable is far from frivolous. How else do you expect me to travel? Elves don't sleep, and I can't just lay down for 8 hours. I need a proper space for meditation. As an official Academy mage, I... Well, yes. It's our first journey since graduating. I don't see that changes things. I do not start every other sentence like that. Okay. Perhaps I could ease off a little on swinging our certification around in conversation. It's just... We worked so hard. For years, I sweated several times. And now we're finally here on an actual quest. And I just couldn't have... I mean, it's nice that I don't have to toot alone. And that we got our assignment together... Oh? That's very kind of you. I didn't know you could ask for a pairing. That is so devious. You can't just bribe someone of the guild with food. This would never fly in elven society. Our moral code is far stricter. Well, I realize there's no harm done, but an elven official would not have even looked at you asking to change something like that. We know how to adhere to rules and keep things running smoothly. One of the many reasons it's much more advanced in a multitude of ways. Just because we have the same marks on our exams does not mean that we're the same. It just means that... Well... You're a very good mage. You're... quite exceptional. I mean, quite the exception. Yes, your... skill level... It is rather dark. Is there a town nearby? What do you mean, no? Who planned this itinerary? Oh. Well, I'm sure I had my reasons for this particular long stretch. And we did lose a lot of time when you'd stopped at the orphanage. Well, no. Of course it was nice of you to play with those children. They clearly loved the magic tricks you did. Even that one that didn't work. I don't see why you didn't fix it with your actual magic. Maybe you're right. It's not the same. And they did laugh very loudly. It was endearing. But, I mean, even though they should have all clearly been in class, regardless, we'll make do with camping here. The key we brought should suffice. If you take it out, I can do the necessary spells to enlarge it all. We should be comfortable. Oh, yes! That should leave you enough time to start the fire. and cook. Oh my. Will you underestimate my spellcasting? How about last one does the cooking? How dare you! You're on. Okay. Okay. Now say it. No, no. We had a deal. I won. You have to say it. That's right. Elves are superior and man is inferior. Well, yes, this morning you had me beat with the clearing up, and yes, I had to say it the other way around, but with this victory, I have once again secured dominance for the... Yes, I would like another plate. Thank you. Oh. Hold on. I should drink this now. Hmm? Oh, it's just something my mother makes. It's a potion that ensures a maximum energy restoration during meditation. It keeps me at peak performance. I used to call it my secret weapon. Not that I needed it at an academy full of humans. Hmm. That tasted different. No matter. Mother knows what she's doing. Not like a human alchemist. Honestly, if I had a gold piece for every time I caught a human potion maker haphazardly adding ingredients, all I wanted was a potion for my hair. This long, blonde ponytail requires upkeep, you know. But no, he was 2 Eye of Newts away from turning it all to dust. Ugh. Terribly sorry. I know I shouldn't rant about humans. It's all just so different. So fast and carefree. It's worrying sometimes. Though it can be beautiful, too. Beautiful and kind, strong, caring. With surprisingly nice arms. What? Nothing. The fact is that humans have surprised me in many ways, and that you... they... continue to do so very often. It's just hard to shake that, and at the end of the day, your priorities all seem so... very odd to me. For a kind that lives so briefly, none of you seem focused on making a true mark, on advancing. You're all so focused on what's right in front of you. I do apologize. I seem to be getting worked up. Flush? Oh, I guess so. I don't know why, no. Perhaps I'm a little too close to the fire. I'll move back a little. No, no, it's all right. You can stay there. I'm fine. No, really, you can just... I'm not squirming. No, I'm not. What? How would I know what you... think you saw. All I know is that I'm not squirming. No, really, there's no need to look for anything in the packs. I'm all right. I... Oh my. Hmm? No, I was not staring while you were bent over. How dare you? Thank you. I'm sure this water will help. I'll just fan myself a little and That will do. It's just... the fire. Yes, the fire's so warm. No, no, don't come closer. No, it's very kind of you. Thank you. No, really, I'm fine. I'm aware that I'm squirming, but it's nothing you can help with. Well, you're too kind, really. We've known each other for as long as I can remember. I know I should be able to tell you. Ugh! All right. You know how my mother has always so enjoyed your presence? And how she's slightly less... what is the word? Ceremonious? Apparently, the potion she gave me was not the one she usually gives me. And I suspect that she is somewhere away in her house, cackling away at me right now. No, of course, it's not harmful. She would never do anything beyond a prank. This one's a little uncomfortable. It's energizing, to be sure. Just comes with a host of other symptoms. So I am uncomfortable, yes, but there really is no acceptable way to soothe these symptoms. No, it's all right, please. I will be all right. Just distract me. Like the time that bilge-snipe got my leg with its antlers. He stayed at my bed for 3 days just to make sure I would not be alone. He was so kind and caring. And I felt so safe. I mean, it was the least you could do after all. Letting that bilge-snipe so carelessly get past you. Well, you should have been in front of me then. You always do that. Laugh when I say something terrible. I will never understand the patience you have with me. No, no. It's okay. I can handle some squirming and some flushed cheeks. No, as I said, there's no way to soothe him. I'm sure that's what I said. But, yes, no acceptable way to soothe them. No, it is not something you can do. It is far too intricate and complicated, and it would not be acceptable for us to... it would just not work. Because she gave me a potion that induces heat. Heat. No, not warmth. Not warmth. The potion has me in heat. Are you happy now? I know, it is very awkward. I'm not sure why she would give me that potion exactly. I suppose she found it funny. She's of a mind that I must relax now and again. She knows how I feel about evil. nothing. She probably imagined that if she made me eager enough that I would throw my reservations to the wind and find myself a suitable mate to enjoy myself with. Well, no, of course. She wouldn't want me for me to just jump the bones of the first person I see. My mother may be more relaxed than I am, but she's not mad. Ugh. It's getting worse. Oh, I can feel my pulse rising. Nice flushes I feel. Oh, spirits, is this sweating? Well, I don't much care for it. Oh. Perhaps moving around a bit? Perhaps I'll take a walk. Oh, I'm sure I can take care of myself. The woods cannot be that dangerous, even though it is nighttime. And we are quite removed from civilization. Well, I cannot just sit here. It feels like... like if I don't do something, I'll... Ooh. Oh, help me. Well, I'm not sure. Well, we could... No, I couldn't ask that of you. It is too much. We've known each other far too long, and we work so well together, and it would be a shame to have that go awry because of some potion. Oh. Oh. No, 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 no. You are too kind. Again. Of course we are more than just people that work together. Gods, this is driving me mad. All right. If you really think it's best, you may help me. Carefully. I'm not quite sure what could make it stop entirely, but I imagine if I could reach a climax, I would at least feel better. It would take the sharpness off the heat. No, I'm not certain. This is not exactly an area of expertise for me. If anything, I'm very new in this field. Both the potion and, the climaxing. How would we go about that? Well, I was hoping you would. Well, yes, we do tell each other everything. So I would know if you had practice. I have some idea, of course, but not too much practice. Elves don't tend to feel the need too often, let alone self-indulge. Yes, well, that does make sense. If the heat's already there, following my impulses should lead me to satisfy the desires. Okay. I just have to ignore most of my upbringing and follow my impulses. Ugh, this is hopeless. You really think so? Yes. You're right. I just have to Listen to the heat pulsing in my... Well, never mind where. Okay. Why don't we... Yes, okay, I think. I have it. Take off your shirt. But you wanted to help. Fine. Take off your shirt, please. Oh. I've seen you without... nearly without your shirt before. But never in the light of the fire like this. And the shadow is... really something. May I touch you? So warm under my fingertips. In a different way than the fire. My tent. Oh, yes, of course. We are rather exposed. What if some wildlife found us unprepared? Or worse, someone saw me like this. I shudder to think. Right through here. Well, I suppose I can sit here while... Oh! Oh. Your lips. We can't just kiss me like that. Well, of course it felt good, but... your lips shouldn't feel any different from than from other skin, but pressed against mine, they are wonderful. Oh, I mean, well, it seems they help me to get closer to. You over me. Why is this so nice? Why does it feel so good? Almost like a warm, firm hug, but different. More carnal. Is this the potion? It must be. For me to be so pliable. An elven noble of my... No! Oh, those kisses. Oh, treading down my chin. Oh. Is that your hand on my... Your hand on my breast. How did you undo my... bodice without my notice. Your lips are so hot. I can't feel anything else when you kiss my skin there. It must be my elven sensitivity. Not like your crude... Oh! That squeeze is divine. Please. More. I need... I mean, I can feel your hands bringing me closer to... And your lips... between my breasts. Such a hot trail along my body. You're undoing my laces. This is unbearable. The cold air sneaking onto my skin. Your body lying between my legs. I can feel the weight. Makes me so expectant. Your lips are on my... Hold on. My thighs. No, I don't stop. The heat down there is already unbearable, and yet I want your warmth there. More, even. I had never expected a human mouth to touch my perfect elven folds, but now I can feel them slick and wet and waiting for your touch. Be gentle. You're so close. Please, let the next kiss be... Oh, gods! Oh, your lips are almost there. What kind of torture is this? Please, just kiss my... Oh, yes, oh, at last. Right there. Your lips kissing mine like a lost lover. Is that your tongue? It is by far the softest, most intense caress I have felt. It must taste divine to your barbaric tongue. Gods, that swollen bud. It is so sensitive. Careful. More, please. Yes. I can feel. It's nearing. It's like lava boiling to the surface. Do not stop. I'm right. Yes. Or perhaps because it was someone else doing it. Or perhaps because it was you. Well, it does not matter. I feel so much better. As if a lid was lifted and the pressure relieved. I see that while my need has been filled, you appear to have some pressure of your own now. I can feel your bulge clearly through your trousers. Does it ache and burn like mine did? I must still be recovering. Of course it doesn't. You had no potion. Still, it looks painfully hard. If fighting the confines of your clothes. Perhaps it is best to free it. Oh, no, no, no. I insist. I cannot have you help me with my heat and then leave you in such need. Please, let me take this off of you. With your permission. Oh, my. No wonder it fought so hard against this fabric. It's standing quite upright. Oh! It twitched. What did you do that? My breath. Oh, I guess I am rather close. How does that feel? And may I touch it? So warm. I have read textbooks, of course, on procreation. And there were featured images. But this is the first I've really seen. It is thicker than elven ones, it seems. And so hard, but still flesh. How it throbs when I run my fingers along it. Are you... Oh. That face is arousal, is it not? Are my fingers around your shaft? Moving along it. So effective. Perhaps you're as sensitive to it as I was. Although, no matter how good your hands on me felt, it was not until you put your lips to it. Oh, God. The smell. I'd expected it so differently. If I could breathe you in all day, I would. And from the touch of my lips, I can tell already that the taste will be everything. I've only just come, and I already need more of this. I want to lick your cock. Warm on my tongue. Oh, the taste. It's so good. I can feel every ridge in the head. Oh, pressing down. Oh, I need all of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that taste. It's so much stronger. So much more intense. Oh. And the smell of your cum lingering on your cock. I need every drop. Oh, this must be the potion. Although, I meant to stop before you came. I got so carried away feeling you throb in my mouth. But this heat has not abated. I need more. Wait. I remember a spell. One of the naughtier books we would sneak into the library to read. What was it? Mate until dawn? Breed all night? Oh! Min vil erhinal du. Min vil erhinal du. Oh, can you feel it? Is it working? Oh! Having you on top of me still feels so warm and safe. But please, do be careful. I've never been with anyone. No, do not stop. I want you to be the first. I've wanted you for such a long time. Not just because of the potion. I am so achingly, deeply needy for you. I can feel your head at my lips. Can you feel how wet I am? Please, go slow. So achingly, deeply needy for you. I can feel your head at my lips. And you're so careful, stretching me so slowly. Of course you are. Because you are the man I love. I'm so full of you. Please, take me and claim me as yours. I am yours already. Ah! was very good. I would ask if you feel the same, but I think I can feel your answer leaking out of me. You came so much. If you want to stay here and lie for a bit, we can. Oh, again? Well, yes, though I had understood it usually ends after an orgasm. That's why I cast that spell. Breed until dawn. What makes you say all you can think of? Oh! You're holding my face so firmly, but so careful. Yes, of course, my love. We can make love again. But what? Oh, the spell. It must have been to breed until dawn. You must be feeling how I felt. And it's my doing, I suppose. Yes, we will. Until you are satiated. It is my spell, after all. It must be to drive you to mate with the person casting it until dawn. Though, I will say, it does only work if you are already wanting to do so to begin with. Just makes the flesh as willing as the spirit, so to speak. Hold on. Let me. Get on my knees. Hands and knees, even. For you. Go ahead. Breed me, like the spell has you craving. But please, oh, promise me you will be there. Be there with me, whatever happens. Oh, gods, it feels so good. Oh, you slipped inside so easily. Oh, your hands on my waist. Oh, yes. Take me, just like this. Oh, so primal. So animalistic. I'm yours to breed. You're kissing my neck like this. It's maddening. And you're nuzzling it. You cannot sniff my neck like an animal. So... oh, so good! Your sweat on me, mixing with mine. Just like our scent, as if you're my mate and I'm yours to take. So much rough, thrusting in me. So deep, so hard. No, don't stop. I could get used to this. I need more. Please. Breed me. I know it's fast, but breed me once more. Please fill me. Fill me up. Yes. Fill up my pussy. Please. It felt so good.
And now the spell is surely ended, having spilled inside me twice now. Why are your hands tensing on my hips? Again. God. It's so sensitive. What am I going to do? It's so hot. It's so hard. Yes. Breed me, please, more. Breed me like I'm yours. I am yours. More, please. And he feels so good wrapped around me. Can we stay like this for a bit? Although, we will need to bathe soon. You filled me up so much. Seems it really did breed until the dawn. You devoured me. Every inch. No, it's okay. You wanted to help, and that spell. I wasn't thinking. Not that I regret it. I know you'll be there, even without your promise. I know you would have. I rather enjoyed how rough you were. How you ravished me. But next time, perhaps we can be more gentle, like our first. I have actually imagined it like that, often. Not the potion, of course, but it being with you. And quest somewhere. I have always thought of you like that. Oh. I love you too.